with each other. You know, like.
Yeah, we meet every Tuesday for lunch for a couple hours. And then we meet every Wednesday morning for about an hour. And so those are just set times in the week. If you're home, we go to those. If we're not, we don't. You know, so it's just, those are just those pillars that we just are non-negotiable. We just, we're here, we're here. And then we have staff meeting as well on Wednesday morning from 9 to about 11 noon. So we have those set times. And then we're interacting throughout, you know, throughout the weeks and months on just other things.
And then we live together all day on Sunday.
And then, yes. Yeah.
I think the piece I would add is it's you'll hear a lot around here about the culture word, and it's really important. You can have a bunch of meetings and not get the juice out of those connections because you don't have a culture. So you create a culture that actually believes in the value of being connected, and you're able to extract then from the connections that you have the juice that's available. But you can have it the other way around and have all the practical. You can have all the meeting structure in the world and never connect because you don't have a culture that actually believes that that is a value.
You just need a, you know, part of the culture has to be the value for the team members to put their heart out on the table so that there are real conversations, that there are real ideas, real needs, real concerns, real opportunities, and the team gets to intimately work together when you're together. And intimately working together doesn't necessarily mean happily. You know, oftentimes it's there's a lot of tension, there's a lot of disagreement, there's a lot of testing of the relationships. There's, you know, a lot of what we have, it comes from a lot of testing, really, and passing the tests. So sometimes teams try to create the illusion of harmony and connection, but they get a good disagreement going and the team's thinking it's coming apart. So there has to be genuine, authentic men and women in the room together when you're in the room together. And that really accelerates the bonding.
I think sometimes people think, because we've all been together so long, that we worked out our, you know, difficulties or issues with each other long ago, and now we're just cruising, and that's just not even reality at all. It's there'll be a conflict.